Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to all of our wrestler parents and coaches. This is Coach McClay with Ohio Northern University, bringing you our podcast series dedicated to helping anyone and everyone with their college and wrestling experiences. Today, I am here with Camden Spears, and we'll start right as I push record. So I'm here with Camden Spears. What's your major?
Electrical engineering.
Electrical engineering. That's a tough one. Oh, goodness. Where are you from?
Plainfield, Indiana.
Plainfield, Indiana.
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes north. I mean, not west of Indianapolis.
Is that a lot of like farmland out there?
Yeah, not really. I think that's more down south.
Down south? So, as an engineer, what do you plan on doing with that degree? Yes. Have you thought about that far yet?
I guess just going to engineering, I don't know.
I mean, like, have you thought about a company you want to work for? If you want to do public or private, any of those kind of things?
Nope.
Just kind of winging it at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. What year are you?
Sophomore.
Oh, yeah, so you got 2 years to figure it out. I'm asking you tough questions that, like, seniors are still trying to figure out, so don't even worry about it, dog. So you've already completed 1 year of your major, right? So you kind of got a good taste of what to expect. Now, what would you think is the hardest part of your major so far?
I mean, when I was in high school, I didn't really study, so I was just switching it. Like, I had to study more now.
You had to switch it up?
Yeah.
You can't get away with just being a smart
just
kid.
Just winging it all the time, yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Because there's a lot of, right now you guys are doing a lot of math, right? Are you guys in like the calculus six? Differential equations three or something.
Some circuits.
Yeah. What do you like better, the circuits?
Yeah.
Is that where you're like connecting on like the circuit boards? You're like making all the things.
Well, it's mostly there's like on not like circuit boards, but like strongs of the circuits and stuff.
Okay.
Finding the voltages.
Okay.
Resistances.
So if I took apart this computer right here, you could tell me like. You could like lead me through it and be like, all right, this is like 100 volts, shortens down here to like 10, and over here it's 5. You could like walk me through that, tell me how my computer works.
I don't think I'm that advanced yet.
Not yet? That's next year?
Yeah.
That's fair enough. So what was your freshman year like, if you had to describe it in so many words?
I mean, I guess at some points it was chaotic, and some points it was just chill. I mean, a lot of it was spending time on mostly one class just because it was a bunch of work, like foundations of design.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so much work for both semesters, because we had 2 semesters.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work was it, foundations of design?
Just like working with designing buildings and stuff, just designing our own, like these structures.
So you got to build your own buildings from like the ground up. Did you like put in a simulation and test it, or is it like a drawing? Do you do like PowerPoints? What does that actually look like?
We had to do like drawings and PowerPoints. It was like a team project. So like at one point we had to like develop our own like wind turbine blades.
Mm-hmm.
And find out which like how many blades is most effective on the wind turbine.
Is it the ones that we use out on the wind turbines?
No, it was just like little plastic blades that we 3D printed.
Okay. Oh, you guys got a 3D printer down there?
Yeah.
Have you played with it?
Just a little
like,
bit.
Not for school reasons? Have you played with it?
No, I don't. You gotta buy your own filament.
That's no fun. It would be cool, because I see all these like really interesting like 3D printed, like pretty much like dumb stuff, like memes and stuff, 3D printed memes. I like those. Those things are fun. Or the most interesting thing I've seen 3D printed was actually, I don't know how to describe it. There was an actual word for it, but it was pretty much like a 3D triangle. But at no point was a triangle, like, you could put, like, a flat surface over top of it, and it would roll the same as a wheel. Does that make sense? Like, it wasn't a circle sphere. It was, like, 3 triangle faces. And, like, how it was designed was, if you put a bunch of these triangle things down on the ground, you could put, like, a flat surface over top of it, like a piece of wood, and you could slide it across, like, a wheel, and it would act just the same, as just as smoothly as, a sphere. There was a really cool shape for it. I don't know. I'll show you at the podcast if you really want to, but that's probably like one of my favorite things, because I thought the only thing that could roll was a sphere. Apparently there's like 2, 4, 6 sided things designed a special way that can make it roll. Anyways, besides the point. So your freshman year is really hard.
Yeah.
A lot of work. Biggest change was trying to like learn how to study Now, did you find a particular method that worked especially well for you?
I mean, for the spring semester, me and a couple friends started studying in groups and the engineering building, which really helped me a lot. Because most of us were in the same classes because we're all engineers, so we just all studied for the same class.
Mm-hmm. So you guys got bounce ideas off each other, push each other, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Are any of those guys wrestlers by chance?
Yeah.
Which ones are your study group? I gotta call them out next. Luke,
Logan, and Connor.
You guys are all together trying to go through the grinder together.
Yeah.
That's awesome because you guys. I feel like you guys are pretty close on the team, right? Even off, out of school, on the mat kind of thing?
Yeah, we're pretty close. I'm usually in Logan and Luke's room.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing in there, playing Fortnite?
Oh, watching different shows. I think we just finished, Avatar right now.
Avatar Last Airbender?
Yeah.
Last Airbender. That's a good one. Do you like is it the first one where it's Aang, or, when...
It's the one with Aang, yeah.
See, that one I like a lot better. The next one with Korra, I think it was.
Korra, yeah.
I didn't really mess with her. It was a good series. It just wasn't Avatar: The Last Airbender. You know what I mean? It was totally different. I liked Aang. Now, if you had to pick a style of bending, what would it be?
Probably Wind.
You'd be Wind?
Yeah, that'd be the coolest one.
I feel like that's the most powerful one. Fire, you throw flames. Yeah, that's cool and all. Earth, you have to stand on Earth. But, everyone needs to breathe. And you can only go, 3 minutes without air. I feel like... If you just, make a vacuum of air, you could get anyone.
And you can fly, which is sweet.
Yes, that's a big plus. You can just zoom through. Do you have any other shows you like? Any other shows you and everyone else is watching together?
I think we're going to find a new one, though, because we just finished that one. I don't know what we're going to watch next, but hopefully something good.
Now, you guys got Netflix? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we got Netflix, Disney Plus, all of them, basically.
Is it one person pays for Netflix, one person pays for Disney, and you guys all share it?
We all share it, everyone else has something else.
See, that's a smart way to do it. Don't buy all of them by yourself, because then you're spending $50 on TV. But if you buy one, your friend buys one, you share passwords, it's totally legit.
Well, I think all of our parents are paying for it.
Yeah, that's funny. So it's free to you guys, 100%.
Yeah.
That's cool. I honestly don't know another show to recommend. Let's see, what am I watching? I'm watching Marco Polo, but I'm a big history nerd. I major in history. So it's it follows Genghis Khan, and it's a dramatization of his whole career, all the things he did. Totally different from Avatar, but I'm a history nerd.
Yeah, before Avatar, we watched Hannah Montana, which...
I remember Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
That was good. I always related to the short dude. I forget his name. No one liked him, but I liked him. He was
Rico.
Rico, yes, I liked Rico. He was cool. No one else liked him, but I did. So your freshman year was hard. What do you think about? What do you think your senior year is gonna be like?
I feel like it's gonna be easier to an extent, but to another extent, it's gonna be super stressful because I'm gonna be graduating that year,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna have to figure out my life. After I'm done with college.
Yeah, you gotta get a big boy job. That's the most stressful part. It's what do I want to do for the next 40 years of my life? Well, I got this degree. Gotta do something with it. I feel that. Do you think you're gonna have it all settled by then?
I don't think so.
No? Do you got a plan to slowly work towards what you want? Figure out what you want? Or are you just gonna wing it and see what happens?
I think I'm gonna start planning it. In next semester and start figure out what I'm gonna start doing and what I want.
Mm-hmm. Start looking. Have you looked into any job fairs or anything like that that the school hosts?
I've started looking at some internships for over the summer.
Ooh, that's gonna be good. Especially as an engineer, they're gonna pay pretty good for you.
Yeah.
Get that money. Describe the coaching style that you most appreciate. So kind of just giving you some examples. Some people more like a drill sergeant, where they're screaming over top of them, constantly encouraging them. Some people, just like a coach who's very laid back, be like, hey, go do this, and then they trust them to handle it on their own. Now, what is your preferred coaching style?
I prefer the more drill sergeant coaching style, because that gets me to work harder. Sometimes, mm-hmm. If I'm off on my own, I'll just mess around more instead of just working.
You need to feel that responsibility of having to do it versus being trusted to do it.
Yeah.
I get that. I'm a pretty relaxed person myself. So, like, if I don't have that feeling where I have to do something, I'm probably not going to. So I definitely need an accountability person and a coaching staff that usually looks like they're yelling at me to do it harder. So that's good to know. Now, how important is it to have a coach that you like on a team?
I think it's like super important, because like if you don't like the coach, you always see him butt heads and everything.
Mm-hmm. Like, can you give me some examples of what that might look like?
Well, I mean, I've never really had a coach I didn't really like.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I guess my little, I've seen like people like butt heads with their coaches like all the time. I guess like there's always like a disconnect between the coaches and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever like they don't get along, and you can tell, because like you don't feel like as close as a family like you should as you should like when you're wrestling.
It's funny you mentioned family, because that was gonna be my next question. How important are teammates that you like or relate to in your college experience?
I think it's like super important, because they're like if you're like a big family, you're gonna like push each other, make each other do well, because you want to see each other succeed, and they also want to see you succeed in everything.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with that. So it's like a mutual respect. If like I like you and you tell me to work harder, chances are I'm probably gonna work harder. But if I don't like you and you tell me to work harder, whether or not I actually do that, now I'm mad at you for telling me to do it, and eventually that creates friction to the point where it's gonna create a problem at some point, whether it's the coach or your teammates. It doesn't matter. I think there's going to be friction if you don't like them. So I do really agree with you that like it's important to have people around you that you do mess with, that you do relate to. What's the most important trait do you think there is to be a successful college student?
I guess be willing to do the work and just to want to succeed.
So inner drive?
Yeah, drive.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, what happens when a student doesn't have inner drive? I mean, we both know the answer. But for the wrestlers out there who prioritize athletics over academics, yes, we all have inner drives to be better wrestlers. How important is it to have it in the room or in the classroom?
I guess it's super important, because like if you don't like really like the class, you don't really care to like pay attention as much or
mm-hmm.
study as much.
And really easy thing to do. Yeah, you're right, 100% right. Easy thing to do in college is to skip class. For better or for worse, it is what it is. So having that inner drive creates that inner accountability to go to class, to do the things you want to do, to be successful, in my opinion. Do you agree?
Yeah.
What is the worst trait to have in college as a student?
Probably laziness.
Probably laziness. 100% I agree with that. If you don't get out of bed, you can't get better, that kind of thing. So I agree with that. Now, what is the main reason you think freshmen don't make it to their sophomore years? So you went through the ringer. You saw how hard a freshman year can be, probably one of the hardest majors we have, engineering. What is like the main thing that you saw in your classmates that like you saw it was a problem? You looked at them and were like, I don't know if that's a good thing to be doing. That's a good quality to have.
I mean, like staying up too late, that's
huge. That is a huge one. Let's touch on that a lot. So explain to me your experience with people staying up too late, and then I'll talk about mine.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty bad about staying up too late, because I can't go to bed for some reason, like sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just stay up too late, messing around. Most of the time, it's not time well spent.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like playing games. That's another problem that people I've seen like I have and other things.
And that's huge. Like, as a college recruiter, as a college coach, we're seeing a lot of kids. It's always been a problem. Kids stay up too late. That is not going to go away. It's easy to go to bed at like 2 in the morning as a college kid. It's harder to go to bed at 10 because everything fun happens after 10. You know, you got your kid friends coming over, play video games, Taco Bell's open, those kind of things. So it's really easy to get lost in the sauce going out and having fun. But it's really hard to be responsible and go to bed early so you can get up early. Now, we are seeing a lot of kids who will stay up at 2, 3 in the morning consistently playing video games. So how did you stop doing that? I'm assuming that you don't do it every night. How do you limit yourself so it's a responsible amount of staying up?
Usually, I like to set a time when I'm gonna get off.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you do that beforehand.
Yeah, I try to. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah, I feel. Do you set a physical timer? Do you have someone come in and tell you like, "Hey, you should get off"? Like, what does that actually look like when you?
I usually like set a physical timer.
And you feel like that helps a lot?
Yeah.
There is, as a education major as well, there is a lot of research that shows like having a physical barrier or physical things to check yourself is a lot more helpful than keeping in your head. Saying you're going to get off at 10 o'clock at night is harder to do than having a timer set at 10. Having like a sticky note on your TV saying, "I'm not going to touch this today," is a lot harder to get past mentally than just saying I won't touch it. What, even though it's just a sticky note and it's not actually doing anything, just seeing that physical thing in the way is a lot more consistent, a lot more frequently used to stop bad behaviors. Me personally, I've always been a night owl, and this is something I struggle with as well. I can easily stay up till 6 in the morning on accident. Even just doing work, I could do homework until 6 in the morning on accident, but I really struggle to get up at any point before 10 o'clock in the morning, maybe even 11, who knows. So what I've always done is I'll set that physical barrier. That's why I asked you, I wanted to know if I'm just weird. But I'll set a physical barrier where I'm like, all right, 10 o'clock, I'm getting off of whatever I'm doing. Or I'll set I have so many like little timers on my phone set for like 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 50 minutes. Like I'll have increments and I'll know like if I go to bed on my first thing in the morning, I gotta do this. So like I'll have like a set schedule of things I need to do by each timer. Like if I go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, that means everything I gotta do is in the morning. If I choose to pass that 10 o'clock barrier, then I'm like, all right, the next one is at 11. So between 10 and 11, I gotta do this because I know I won't get it up in the morning to do it in the morning. So like I have set amount of times already planned where I have to like do everything at a certain time or else it never gets done and I'm sitting on the couch. What would your life look like if you didn't wrestle?
I guess I'd probably be doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would be doing another sport. I'd probably be doing cross country or track, I guess. Because those are the other two sports I do.
Oh, you did cross country and track?
Yeah.
You like to run? No, that face says it all. You don't like to run.
Not really, but...
You're good at it.
I'm kind of decent at it, yeah.
I mean, you got the body for it. You got, like, long limbs. I got a short stride, so, like, running's always been hard for me.
I choose cross country. Like, if I could put time into it,
mm-hmm.
I could probably be pretty good at it. But I didn't put the time and effort into it.
And it's hard.
Like I did wrestling.
It's hard to do that for those sports because it's a hard sport for one, but two, I think one of the hardest parts of track and cross country is the monotony of it, especially long distance, because you're making the same two motions. You know, you put your left foot forward and then your right over the period of how many miles? You know, that's an hour of your day gone where you just did the exact same two motions over and over and over again. So the mental drain of running is a huge barrier for a lot of people. I know most of our team doesn't like to run. We actually had like a little, it was like a photo shoot for half our, well, all the regional placers that went to nationals. We had a little photo shoot for them. And one of the questions I asked them was, what's your least favorite part of training? And they were all running, 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 running. So it's funny. Is running your least favorite or would it be something else?
It's probably something else. I'm not a big lifter.
Not a big lifter?
I mean, I enjoy to run, but kind of sometimes, like whenever I run like new places and stuff, new things to look at.
I get that, like a nice trail or something.
Yeah, that's like my favorite time to run.
Have you ever went hiking?
Yeah.
Do you like hiking?
Yeah.
You should go with Sean Wagner. He was telling me on our first podcast that he likes hunting or hiking a lot.
Yeah, like when I lived in Madison, Indiana, there was like a state park where I could go hiking like all summer.
That's cool. Have you ever went on the Appalachian Trails or the Rocky Trails or any of those big like hiking trails?
No.
But you said you don't like lifting. Now why is that?
I don't think it's, I guess I think it's not as fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like doing the repeated motions over and over again.
I feel that. I've struggled with lifting for a while. I didn't like the fact that like, for example, bench press. Like you'd be laying on your back perfectly comfortable, just watching your arm struggle to lift the weight up. I hated that. I was like, it just wasn't enough for my mind to keep busy. You know, I was just looking at my arm shake. I'm like, go, 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 go. So I understand that. Why did you pick ONU?
When I came here, I like really enjoyed the campus.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw like the new engineering building they were building, which I thought looked really sweet at the time. So like, I heard they had a really good engineering program plus a new engineering building. So I figured that'd be a good time because they're gonna have like the newest engineering stuff to do and proceed further in my career after college.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, you're right. Not to stroke our own egos, but we do have this new engineering building. Shout out to engineering. We got, as coaches, like we have to take all our new recruits over there and we get a chance to like look at all our new toys. And one of the things I thought was cool, having no idea what anything in that building is, they have like these buggies. Do you know what I'm talking about? On the first floor? It's yeah. Like, and then like they build the buggies and race them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Can you explain it to me? Because I know very limited amount, so I'm only say like two sentences, and I got nothing left. So
I mean,
do you know anything about it?
All I know about it, like that's more of a mechanical engineer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like they build those and race them.
It looks cool. I mean, it looks legit. Like these are some like nice buggies. They got some like huge tread on them. Like some looks like some powerful engines. Like some 4-cylinders, 6-cylinders on like these 50-pound cars. They look legit. So I wanted to see who drives it because I was wondering, like, there's more than one kid building each buggy. It has to be.
Yeah, it's like a little group.
Yeah, so like who gets to drive it? Because I know if I'm putting work into that buggy, I want to drive it. I'm pretty sure everyone else is the same. So who gets to drive it? Do they take turns at competitions? Do you know?
I don't know. I think there's like a designated driver, but like they can like test drive it. I think all of them can test drive it.
I guess that makes up for it. Do you get to play with any of your guys' toys over in your side of the engineering building?
No, not really. I mean, I guess the only really toy we get to play with is the 3D printer.
I mean, that's a pretty cool toy to play with. How big is it? Is it like one of those huge?
It's like, I guess like a yard long, like a yard tall.
I mean, that's a pretty fair amount for a 3D printer. The ones I've seen, because I looked into buying one a while ago, they're like 1 foot by 1 foot, and the only thing you can build is like a 6-inch figure. So a yard, that means you can build a lot.
It's probably more like 2 feet, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the building space is like a foot by a foot.
That's still a fair amount. That is still a fair amount of foot space. You could build a ruler. Now, what is the biggest little tip you can give our listeners? For example, mine is always get a regular sized trash can. If you get a small one, the one that are like marketed towards college kids in like the college kids section, it's too small. You'll fill it up a lot, and then it's just a hassle. Sean Wagner's, his was get a water filter instead of buying water bottles. What is a little big tip?
Use your parents and grandparents to get you like snacks and food.
Ask your parents for care packages. Yep. They will send you snacks and treats. Those things are a godsend. Definitely do that, because in college, like, even if you think you're going to be good in college buying all your food, I know so many people are like, I'm going to have a room full of snacks, my fridge is going to be full, this is going to be full, I'm going to just have everything on deck. And then they get to college and realize that they're going to be broke. 1. 2, those snacks go by really quick. 3, even if you save them, you have friends who don't have snacks. And they're gonna ask for them. So like, it's really hard to keep snacks in a room as a college kid. So don't be afraid to reach out to your parents. I'm sure they're excited that you're in college, and I'm sure they do not mind sending you $20 worth of snacks with a $5 shipping label to make your Thursday afternoon in March. I don't know.
Yeah, last time my mom came up, she brought me like six 40 packs of waters and a cake.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah, I only asked for 2, but she brought up 4. I mean, not 4, but 6.
That is a lot of water. Where'd you put them all?
They're all just sitting in my common area in my room.
Okay, so it's free water for everyone in your little area? Okay, that's cool of you. That's dope. And you said a cake? Was it your birthday?
No, it was one of my friend's birthday.
Oh, so she got your friend a birthday cake too.
Yeah.
Your mom's cool. Shout out to Mrs. Spears. Can I get a cake?
I'm sure if I ask her, she'll probably get you a cake.
No, it's fine. My birthday isn't until April. Ask her then. Yeah, we're past April. I had to think about that. Now, you know I was going to ask you about this, but I heard that you've had a very unique relationship with a certain kind of snack. Can you explain that for me?
Pop-Tarts?
Definitely Pop-Tarts.
I mean, I guess I've been eating them since I probably started high school year.
Mm-hmm.
And then ever since I've gotten older, my relationship with them has grown more and more, where I just started eating more and more. And then when I got to college, the amount of Pop-Tarts I've ever eaten were jumped up like 2 times from what it was in high school.
So how often, at your peak of Pop-Tarts, how often would you eat one?
I'd probably eat like 4 a day.
That is a lot of Pop-Tart.
Yeah. I can't say that I'm proud of it.
Hey, that's okay. There's a lot of things people eat at college that they're not proud of. I've made some pretty weird sandwiches off the McDonald's menu, and they always slapped. But why Pop-Tarts one?
I mean, they're kind of super cheap.
They are, yeah. Do you get the name brand ones or the off brand?
I get the name brand ones.
You don't like the off brand ones?
No. Like I usually get like the 12 packs, the 16 packs, or like the 48 packs, because the 48 packs are the cheapest.
Mm-hmm. Is there a flavor of Pop-Tart you haven't tried?
No. I mean, some of the discontinued ones I haven't tried were like the limited edition ones.
Mm-hmm. But everyone that's like continuously out.
Yeah.
I saw, before this podcast, I was like at the store and I saw a box of Fruity Loops Pop-Tarts, like name brand and everything. And I almost bought it just for this podcast to see if you could taste it and tell me what flavor it was. But
if he got me that one, I could probably tell you exactly what it was, because it tastes like Fruit Loops.
Dang. I wish I would have. Snap. What's your favorite flavor?
Right now, I'd say it's cherry.
Cherry. That's a classic. Cherry's good. Mine's probably, if it's toasted, because that's totally different. A toasted Pop-Tart versus a not toasted one. If it's toasted, I'm going with like brown cinnamon sugar. But if it's not toasted, I'm probably going with, cherry's good, don't get me wrong. But I'm probably going to go with the chocolate one, the fudge one.
Yeah, but usually my favorite like is always changing every couple months.
You get tired of them?
Yeah.
I feel it. Now, I heard that you have a little ongoing, is that a bet with another person on our team?
Yeah.
Okay, explain the bet.
All right, so we were going to see who can go without a Bang longer or a Pop-Tart.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's obviously the Pop-Tart because I only drink energy drinks. Right now, we've been going at it for, I guess, almost 3 weeks now.
Have you had withdrawals?
Yeah. They just released a new Pop-Tart like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to try it, but I can't.
How do you find out that they're releasing these Pop-Tarts?
I just see ads on Instagram and stuff.
Oh, Instagram markets Pop-Tart ads to you?
Yeah, and I follow their Instagram page.
That makes sense. I've never seen a Pop-Tart ad past 10 years ago on TV when it was like the black and white Pop-Tart commercials where they had like the toaster.
And then sometimes some of my friends will send me like pictures of the new Pop-Tart.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know I eat a lot of Pop-Tarts.
You eat a lot of Pop-Tarts. That's awesome. Now, since you've been on this bet, for one, what's the outcome if you win? Is that something you can say on this podcast?
We haven't had. I didn't
know. So there's no money up for grabs? Just bragging rights?
Bragging rights, yeah.
Now, since this bet, what have you been doing to satisfy your Pop-Tart?
I've been drinking a lot of green tea.
The Arizona green tea?
The Arizona green tea.
That's a lot of sugar.
I think it has more sugar than Pop-Tarts.
It probably does.
So I didn't have a really good trade-off.
Mm. So this is going to segue really well into my next question. How important is dieting and wrestling?
I'd say I didn't really have a good diet, but I'd say it's pretty important to maintain weight.
Mm-hmm.
My diet is, if I don't eat lunch, I can eat a Pop-Tart.
So you sacrifice a meal for a Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
How important is stretching?
I'd say,
in your opinion,
I'd probably say it's like super important just to avoid getting injured and staying flexible, because you're gonna have to be flexible when you're wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had an injury?
A concussion, if you count a concussion.
Yeah, you can't stretch that.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Was that the one where you got picked up?
Yeah, when I got picked up and slammed multiple times.
Mm-hmm, I remember that. It was a claw with a
claw,
yes.
Claw away from my head.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a nasty. Why'd you stand up? That was, like, the first time I understand, but after that, that was rough.
I thought first was eventually he's gonna get tired.
I like that attitude. I take everything I was gonna say back. That's awesome.
And he just kept slamming harder. I'm like, damn, this sucks. I don't know what to do, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, just that mindset alone, having the he's gonna get tired attitude, will take you farther than knowing what to do. Because eventually he will get tired, and if you're not broken, he's gonna break. It's have you ever seen, I'm sure you've seen Rocky, right?
Yeah.
Rocky round 14, where he's facing Apollo, and Apollo's just, he's kicking his face in, he's just hitting him left and right, knocking him down each round. And like in round 14 especially, he hits him a really good, it was like uppercut or something, knocks Rocky down. He thinks he wants a fight. Apollo, he walks away, hands up in the air. He's just like, yeah, I done it. Matches over, that kind of thing. But turns his back to Rocky, walks back to his corner. Well, Rocky had other plans. Even his corner coach, Mickey, he's like, stay down. And Rocky stands right back up, puts his fists up, and he slaps them together. And he's like, I'm ready to go. And in that moment, Apollo turns around, and there was a moment of disbelief on his face. Like, who is this dude? And that's the moment where he broke, in my opinion. I mean, honestly, it's a movie, but just in like the acting portion of it, the visualization of that emotion is huge in wrestling. Wrestlers, if you break their expectation, if they assume that you're tired and you don't look tired, you will break them 9 out of 10 times. And once they're broken, you can start, whatever is happening in a match, you can change it. So if you can continue on that mindset, no matter what the situation is, you will go farther than any technique I can teach you. Because I can't teach you to be tough. You know, I can't teach you to be Rocky. But Rocky attitude will, especially in the later movies, when we started like getting technique down, he started facing Ivan Drago and stuff. I respect that a lot. What's your favorite part about our team?
Just doing things together, like just like all the camaraderie we have, like that we just, oh, like anytime we do something, we do it together as a team.
Mm-hmm. Everything's a team thing.
Yeah.
You bleed together, you sweat together, you're a team together. Like, it stinks when you're by yourself, working out by yourself, when you're pushing yourself by yourself. All that is not fun. So if you can have someone with you, especially a whole team surrounding you, with the same goals, the same agenda, the same work ethic, it makes life so much easier. Iron always sharpens iron. So being on a team with similar goals is great. So that was Camden Spears, everyone, our silent assassin. Thank you, Camden, for your time. Before the podcast, he actually volunteered one of the freshmen, Ronan Gullifer. So with COVID and everything, he's going to have a very unique experience in his college life, his college career so far. So we're going to have a good chance to talk to him, get his thoughts, just the same as everyone else, but with a COVID perspective. A special treat for you guys. We thought as staff it would be great to have a special guest on every few episodes or so. We're thinking round 3 right now. But we're going to have our head athletic trainer, Chrissy Haydome, come on. And she's also going to give her own thoughts and perspectives on both COVID, wrestling as a whole, her college experience, and maybe even a couple of things she can share with you guys as far as tips and tricks and how to just improve your overall college experience. I'm excited to have them both here on our podcast series. We're probably going to keep it split between 2 episodes just for time purposes. So check our social medias on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube even, just to for a little update on when those are coming out. But can you do me a favor and just sign off Polar Bears on the Hunt?
Polar Bears on the Hunt.
There it is.